This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, January 4. Come and meet Jesus. Our reading comes from John chapter 1. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher. "Where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 p.m. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ," and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which means, when translated, Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Today's Bible reading is about Jesus' first followers and how they invited others to come and meet him. John, the baptizer, had met Jesus the day before, and he learned from God that Jesus was the promised Savior. So he shared that with two of his disciples, Andrew and another person. John had been appointed to prepare for the coming of Jesus. So when Jesus walked by, John said, "Look, the Lamb of God," indicating that Jesus was the one to follow. After, Andrew spent a day with Jesus. The first thing he did was find his brother Simon to tell him, "We have found the Messiah." Jesus was the Savior they had been waiting for, so Andrew introduced Simon to Jesus. On the next day, Jesus found Philip and said, "Follow me." Then Philip went to tell his friend Nathanael that Jesus was the Savior whom God's prophets had been promising for centuries. When Nathanael was skeptical, Philip urged him, "Come and see." One Sunday morning after worship, a friend and I prayed with a man to invite Jesus into his life. Following that prayer, my friend pointed to someone standing nearby and said, "Go and tell him what Jesus means to you." Whom will you tell about Jesus and what he means to you? Pray with me. Dear Jesus, you are the one the whole world needs to meet. Thank you for John, Andrew, Philip, and others who told about you. Help us to keep passing along the good news. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.